morning. Denny Heflin here in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with the USDA bringing you reports for this week. Well, the market facilitation program opened on July 29th. Many of you producers have already been into our offices, but it continues through December 6th. Through the MFP program, FSA will provide direct payments to those impacted producers as part of the trade relief package announced in late July. Again, the sign-up period does run through December 6th, so you do have plenty of time to get in and get your application made yet. They are made to producers who raise non-specialty crops as well as specialty crops and to dairy and hog producers. Some of the non-specialty crops locally include alfalfa, barley, corn, oats, soybeans, sorghum, and wheat. The MFP assistance for 2019 crops is based on a single county payment rate multiplied by that farm's total planted acres for the eligible MFP crops. Those per acre payments are not dependent upon which crops are actually planted in 19. So it's just your total planted acres for those non-specialty crops. A total producer's payment eligibility plantings cannot exceed the total of 2018 planted acres. So we do have to compare the 2019 planted acres to the 2018. Dairy producers who are in business as of June 1st of 19 will also receive a per 100 payment on their production history, and hog producers will receive a payment based on the number of live hogs owned on a single day selected by that producer sometime between April 1st and May 15th of 2019. Payments will be made in up to three phases, with the second and third phase evaluated as market conditions and trade opportunities dictate. If conditions warrant, a second and third payment will be made in November and January. Of course, there are payment limitations that go with the MFP program of $250,000 for the non-specialty crops and also $250,000 for dairy and hog producers. So between the two, at no time can a producer earn over $500,000. Also, the adjusted gross income applies for the tax years 2015, 16, and 17, that the average adjusted gross income cannot exceed $900,000 unless 75% or more of the person's income is directly derived from and ranching activities. For more information, you can go to farmers.gov/MFP and research this all for yourself. Remember that we are always advising you to keep FSA updated of any changes that you may have. That can be whether you've changed addresses, phone numbers, emails, if you've gone from an individual to an entity, or most especially a bank account. FSA program payments are issued electronically into your bank account. In order to make timely payments, you need to notify FSA office if your account has changed for any reason. Payments can be delayed if FSA is not notified of any changes in bank routing numbers that you have. One example is the ARC, ARC PLC programs. Those payments are made a year in arrears, and so consequently, you may have changed bank accounts in this last year and have not told us yet. If you haven't, please get that done before October 1st. And as usual, we always encourage producers to call ahead, either make an appointment or let us know that you're coming in, what your business is about, and to let us know what you need to do so we can ensure that we have the right people on board when you do arrive at the county office. Well, for today, I'm going to bid you farewell as your CED in Audubon County. And looking back, I have truly enjoyed working here, being the county executive director at the FSA office here, and I hope that you've enjoyed working with me. As of tomorrow, I will be retiring, and I intend to get off onto a new venture. So possibly on down the road, I will be seeing you. So until then, I will just say have a great day, and I'll be seeing you. Tune in next week when someone will bring you more updates from USDA.